Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
You're listening to the Unjust in Rome podcast, brought to you by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Claudia Jordan.
And this is quite a week that we have coming up, and we're going to address a lot of this mess, y'all.
A lot to talk about.
Yes, so Adidas, they got some backlash recently because they released their Pride 2023 swimsuit, and it featured a man in a woman's swimsuit. So Adidas faced a lot of backlash for trying to erase women, is what people are saying. Do you think that this is, in fact, an effort to do so? We're going to talk about that, Claudia.
I have a lot to say about this.
I'm sure you do.
Don't be mad.
Surprise, surprise. Now, we're also going to talk about why black men don't donate more sperm. We know.
They donate. Not at a clinic.
Okay, I hate you.
It's true.
You're right. Well, DeBrat made her comment some weeks ago, and that got tons of backlash. I didn't understand that. So tired of black women getting backlash for preferences or opinions or just having a voice and things to say. But we took a look at the numbers, right? And they are crazy. More families are changing. IVF is becoming more and more popular. And we need more black sperm donors. So bring it to the clinic. Also, we got Miss Lawrence joining us.
Miss Lawrence is here, always here to school us and get our looks together, and definitely going to get in some DMs. I think I might have one for us this week.
Finally, Claudia, I be trying to, you claim you got all these juicy ones, but when it comes down to it, child,
nope.
You be hiding your little phone.
They be too weird. That's the problem.
I believe you.
I'm trying to keep our sponsorship.
Yes. Because it's either you or the DMs if we got to choose.
I already know.
Okay, also, y'all know how it goes down at Macy's. They always got some deals for you. Own your beauty, own your style. Join Macy's every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 and 4 p.m. for Macy's Live, hosted by top fashion and beauty experts and influencers, covering everything you need to know to express your own personal style. Tune into Lifestyle for inspiration and insight on how to make the latest trends work for you and to find a new twist on your go-to faves. So you can also check out Live Beauty. That's for insider tips on beauty releases. So the new products, how-to, the must-have products, and things that you need to add to your beauty routine, especially now that it's summer. And we know that girls of color, we do need sunblock, sunscreen, sun SPF.
I'm the worst at that. I'm trying to do better.
That's your white side.
No, that's the black side. My black side be like, nah, you don't need that, girl. And the white side be like, not so fast.
Yeah. You got to put it on. And also, you'll find out even more at Live Home and Live Gifts and Live Specials, which is exactly what you need, Live Home, because it can find out inspiration for the home and how to decorate it. So tune in live and watch all the previous episodes and get a sneak peek at upcoming episodes at Macy's.com/Macy's Live. Macy's Live is also available on the Macy's app because they love making things easy for us.
Absolutely. We love Macy's.
We love you, Macy's. Now let's talk about some brands that we feel are trying to erase women. Okay. That's what they're trying to say out here after Adidas released their new ad campaign. So I know you've seen it. They had a man and a woman swimsuit.
I did.
Okay, now Nike previously did this for their swimsuit ad as well. So a former NCAA swimmer by the name of Riley Gaines said, "I don't understand why companies are voluntarily doing this to themselves. They could have had at least said the suit is unisex, but they didn't because it's all about erasing women. Ever wonder why we hardly see this go the other way?"
I don't know what the hell the brand's intentions are. Inclusion is one thing, but don't do it at the expense of your female fan base, your naturally born women that are a huge part of your buyers. And I've been feeling like this in a lot of different areas. Like, there's got to be a way where you respect trans rights and people that are in all these different categories without making the natural born woman category feel away. And the bathing suit looked terrible on that person. It didn't even look good. Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like a lot of companies are also jumping on the bandwagon and doing little gimmicky things, taking advantage of the attention that is now given to the trans community. I feel like they're using it for clout sometimes.
Yeah. I do feel like a lot of things become divide and conquer, right? So when we decide to put each other, or when we go against each other, we miss the main point and the main message. And right now, we are in a crisis when it comes to financially. It's a lot of people that are losing their homes. There's a lot of things that are going on. And I think to blind us from certain things, here, let's put a bathing suit on them. You get what I'm trying to say? Oh, we fired 40,000 people from this company that were black and this one and that one. Let's get the outrage over here. And I realized that when, what company was it the other day? Was it Meta? And they fired like 40,000 people. But then they did something around that to bring outrage that had nothing to do with the people they fired. So when I see things like this, I naturally think something's going on at that company, which it is. And do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Product. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you're doing this over here, it's kind of easy for you to slide and get by other things that you have done. So the backlash goes over there. You're not realizing what's going on over here.
Like I said, these companies are using the trans community in our outrage and making us mad at each other.
That's what it is.
For a gimmick.
Making us mad at each other when we should be uplifting. Trans, black people, we're all discriminated against together equally. So that's something we all have in common. What we all have in common is they're dividing us, poor and rich class. Mm. And there's a whole middle class that has disappeared.
Gone.
Now, when we want to talk about they get us to look at other things, that's what it is. The division is rich and poor. But while we sit here talking about you black, you dark skin, you light skin, you gay. Oh, no, 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 no. You're poor and I'm poor. And we're all going to be homeless. Okay? While the rich is sitting up there like, put a bathing suit on them, because that's what they're going to care about.
Right, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I don't look at things like this.
I need us to get back to also, like I said, I feel like you know, you always hear the black woman's the least respected, the most disrespected person on the planet, and it's so true. And I feel like people, we just get over it. Just get over it. If you don't, you're the problem.
Yeah.
And I feel like I don't know if we're getting silenced, but it does feel like there's a lot of imitations of us right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
I do like the unisex idea because that does make it so. Some people really do. There are some men that do like to wear bathing suits like this. Cool. But why couldn't be a woman wearing one? The they wearing one? You get what I'm saying? It's always like this. And it's whenever the company, like I said, needs promotion, needs something to go away. They don't want people to realize they're back working with Kanye West. So what can we do? Oh, I know. Let's upset women. Let's upset the trans community so Jewish people are not upset.
Right. Now we've been talking about for 3 days.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
I think you're right. So.
Okay, so.
Let's give them less attention then.
Yeah, let's give them less attention. Stop doing stuff like this. We don't care. Have your swimsuits. I don't care. It looks. I wouldn't have bought that swimsuit anyway.
Just watch the camel toe. It's a bit much. It's a bit much.
I don't know if they're carrying this at Macy's.
No. Macy's would never.
They said women's swimsuits aren't accessorized with a bulge. Is what this person said, Riley Gaines, the former NCAA swimmer.
I don't want to see all of that like that.
No, me neither. But the women's swimsuit will be available in the women's section.
With an extra space for the bulge.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me that they're like, women, who can we put a him? Or right. Her, or they.
And it's bad enough right now with AI. Female models are being replaced by AI.
Yeah.
And now we're being replaced by AI and men.
Well, they also say that we're trying to replace the masculine man. So if you ask anybody, everybody's getting replaced, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so why, speaking of men, why are black men not donating their damn sperm? Because they're giving it to Keisha, Kima, and Pam. Yeah.
You know, it's crazy because, like, you know, they want to make us a poster child of reckless behavior. Well, maybe we are. You know what? I think they're right.
You think so?
Stop spreading it to people you barely know and put it in a cup, get paid for it, and then help someone with their fertility.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Oh my God. All right. Well, a couple weeks ago, you know that DeBrat, she was under fire for admitting to having a white sperm donor for her baby and her partner, her and Jessica. So anyway, the black sperm donor she found, she's like, nah, he don't look what I thought. He looked like Jiminy Cricket is what she said. I think it her.
Have you ever seen a man that looked like Jiminy Cricket?
Mm-hmm.
What is that exactly? Like
wax.
Okay.
You know my boy Wax?
Yes.
Yeah, he kind of gives Jiminy
So walk
Cricket.
Me through. Is it like a bug eye?
Yeah, like weird looking, funny looking dude.
Crickety face.
I mean, would you want your baby to look like Jiminy Cricket?
Didn't he have like a little top hat on, like he was kind of fly?
I think you think about like the WB frog. Same
okay.
thing.
Well, okay, who looks better, the frog or the cricket? You gotta get
I like Jiminy because his name is lit. Like Jiminy. Jiminy.
It is different. You don't know many Jiminys.
I don't know, no. You're mad annoying. I don't know nobody named Jiminy. Like, that's kind of
lit. Why don't you name your baby Jiminy?
Jiminy the Cricket?
Jiminy L'Oreal's baby. Hey, y'all gonna be L'Oreal's.
Jiminy Jordan.
That's a lit name. If I get
Jiminy
pregnant this
Jordan.
Year, if I get pregnant, I'm naming my kid Jiminy. Male or female, don't matter.
Okay, well, so
they ain't name gonna be Jiminy.
So most people do not know what some women go through with the IVF treatment. That's the in vitro fertilization. So the cost alone, and I know Jessica and DeBrat said that they were actually going to give away like some sort of
package
system, yeah.
It's like $15,000 to $30,000, right?
Anywhere from $15,000 to $30,000. That's a lot of money. They said it can even go all the way up to $100,000 and more.
I don't like kids that much. 100 racks for a kid that's gonna be a brat and mad annoying for the first 12 years.
And you still gotta keep paying for that thing. Like you don't never.
And then when they get that weird face, like when they're like 8 and 9, when their head's really big, no, small, and the head and the teeth
oh,
are real
they
big.
Be looking real weird.
The head's small, but the teeth are big.
And they annoying. They keep asking mad questions.
Yeah, 100,000 for that. I'd rather go to Bali.
And also, you got medication you got to pay for. And you also have like 35% of that goes towards the medication. You got to shoot yourself up, all kind of stuff. So most women go through more than one cycle. You'll be very lucky if you get pregnant on the first go round.
My friends did.
Oh, really?
Just had a baby, yeah.
Yeah, see,
round.
So she was lucky. And unless you have a man that's willing to keep giving you sperm, you know, you got to pick from what's out there. So according to the Washington Post, in October 2022 study, black men account for less than 2% of sperm donors. What are we going to do with less than 2%? Think about it. Less than 2%, most of them probably ugly. Right?
Yeah.
Like, who do you think is cute out of all of them?
Who's going down there to make $50 for the day? Because I think that's what
it is. Is that how much you
it's
get?
It's not a lot of money.
So there's certain things that you have to be careful with, like that goes in your family tree. Like if you have cancer that runs in your family, diabetes, they don't match them up because they don't want the baby to then have these sicknesses and these illnesses, which is something Nick Cannon didn't think of. But
Nick just caught astray.
What?
Wasn't even involved in the story.
No, because I do think when you have these things that are rare and these diseases, you
right.
have to think about the children you're bringing into
you
this
do.
World. And I do think it's selfish, and I think it's scary when people play around with, they know that they have health problems, and then you're passing it down, possibly, to your children to deal with the same pain that you dealt with.
Even the guy that looks like Jiminy Cricket, too.
You're
like, you know you look like Jiminy. If you look like Jiminy, that's a very distinctive look.
Yeah, how you out here making people ugly,
you
bro?
Want to make more cricket babies?
No. And then how she get backlash for saying he ugly? So what? There's ugly people, there's cute people. If I feel like you ugly, you ugly.
Right.
Like, I'm tired of people with this. Like, she can have an opinion on what she thinks somebody look like.
I think they're getting said they're mixing two things together, like, because it was a black guy. They're just assuming that she's, like, they're making it a bigger thing, like, oh, she's calling black men Jiminy. No, that particular one looked like Jiminy Cricket, people.
Come on, not just that. She's actively looking for a black father. That wouldn't have even been nothing, no conversation if she was out there looking for white, Spanish, this one. She had to then settle. And what did you say about when you get older, when you get to a certain point, when you get to, they look, and there was no black men contenders, just Jiminy, and she picked Todd, okay?
I still want to know who you think looks better, Jiminy the Cricket or the WB Frog.
Hello, my baby. I'm not going to lie. I asked them at the thing, like, why didn't you pick somebody that you knew? Like, because Brat had said she wanted somebody with musical talent. So I'm like, Usher's available. What is he doing?
Yeah.
And she was like, that's awkward and weird. I knew she wasn't going to get JD because he kind of looked like Jiminy Cricket.
You know what? The views expressed by L'Oreal are not those of mine. Because last time I was here and I saw him, he didn't say hi to me. And I think it's because it was you.
So I actually got that from you because you told me you thought he looked like Jiminy.
That is not true. You're a liar.
I'm trying to get the heat off of me because
I know.
Mean, but he's small a little bit. So she probably wants somebody.
Let's move on.
Can't wait to meet this beautiful baby boy that they're having.
Not Jiminy.
And ladies, whenever God blesses you, whether it's through IVF, whether it's through natural, whatever it is, you're going to get your blessing one way or another. Or maybe, you know, it's just meant for you to be with your partner or by yourself or whatever, with your cats,
raise cats,
with your dog. All right. So we're going to talk to Miss Lawrence really quickly.
Miss Lawrence, what you got for us?
Hey, family. Hey, L'Oreal and Claudia.
Hello.
Listen, Miss Lawrence, I don't know if you've been seeing this. Claudia, I don't know if you've been seeing this. Social media has been wild. It's been going crazy. And this is all because it's prom season. And prom, I thought I was looking at Grammys, Emmys, BET Awards.
We was not doing this back in my day. We was going to the mall getting a little $70 dress.
Where they getting this money from?
Baby, let me tell y'all something. My cousin reached out to me and she was like, cuz, who can make my little cousin's dress for prom? I was like, you want to go to one of my people? So for me, they was like, yeah. I was like, okay. Honey, so I asked her, I said, how much did my guy charge you? She was like, oh, it was $2,000. I said, $2,000 for a prom dress?
That's crazy.
That's when did they start doing this?
They were like, excuse me, do you know Alexander Wang? Could you call them and have them make me a dress? Like, this is how bad it's getting.
But it's a different culture now. Like, when we were growing up, it wasn't even in the realm of possibility that I would have something Versace or Gucci. It just wasn't even a thing in high school.
I'm not going to lie. We did.
Well, not 18, 19, 17, 18 years old. So now, look at social media. It makes you feel like if you don't have a designer thing on, that you're really not popping. And these kids really succumb to that. They're ruled by social media.
I'm telling you, that is so, Claudia, you are spot on. Like, it's so much deeper than that. Like, I'm happy that they're celebrating and they're enjoying themselves and they feel beautiful and everything. But these kids is pulling up in Rolls Royces and G-Wagons. And I'm like, yo, what about Lil Tay Tay and them that may not have it like that? You know, it's crazy to me. And I'm like, if we as in parents, those that are parents, listen, yes, go all out for your kids, especially if they deserve it. But let's also keep that same energy, you know, when it comes to education.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it comes to spreading messages about anti-violence, you know, anti-bullying, let's keep that same. If we could keep that same energy across the board, do you know how much better a lot of our kids, when we have some incredible kids.
But like, some of these kids are paying for this stuff themselves, Miss Lawrence. Like, these kids are getting money off of social media. They're
Game gamers.
Their parents even have this stuff. They are So my niece, when she went to the prom, one time she just... This girl tried to hit me like, well, I don't have enough to cover this Benz. Okay, you just send me a quick little $600. I'm like, what? Are you on drugs?
$600.
That's what covered the whole prom when we were young.
Yeah,
like,
including the limo.
and the limo was a big deal to have a limo or whatever back then. So when I look at this now, especially because I was at Macy's just the other day getting me a couple things. And child, I see some really nice dresses. I see some beautiful prom dresses to the point where I'm not going to lie. One of them, I'm like, I know this is a prom dress, but I think I could wear this on a carpet or two.
Right.
You don't have to do all that.
You know, it's one night. And then I just wonder, like, and Miss Lawrence, to your point, not everyone can do it. So I do think about the kids that are already probably getting bullied for not being as fly as the rest of the kids. And then on prom night, you see a 17-year-old with spending two racks on their night when that's probably your parents pay for like
nah, that's cool,
half the month.
You make fun of them later on in life because those people just going to be sitting with their prom pictures while you are graduating with your degree. Trust me, for me, school wasn't easy, and I don't mean education-wise. I was very smart, but I had a lot of problems with teachers and stuff like that. So it's not easy. So you should celebrate your accomplishments, but y'all are being a little ridiculous with these requests for prom.
Rolls Royces and nice.
Rolls Royce is crazy.
In high school.
I didn't get in a Rolls Royce until I was a grown-ass woman, and that's when you should
get in a. Let me tell y'all the first time I got in a Rolls Royce. When I went to Andra Day's Oscar party when she was nominated for Billie Holiday.
And you was grown as hell. That was a couple years ago.
That was a couple years ago. And they sent the Rolls Royce to pick me up from my hotel.
I know that's right, Ms. Long.
The second time, my friend that lives here, he just got one of those, the truck, I think they call a Cullinan. I don't even have a desire to have a Rolls Royce. That's not my style. I don't care about that. But these kids is pulling up. I mean, they got the little baby blasting, you know.
They family ain't got a car, but they took a Phantom to the prom.
They got a car. They coming out of their apartments getting their Rolls Royces with prom dresses with a bunch of tulle at the bottom and a bunch of appliques that are glued on and giving... We lit.
But
and
did I'd you see, like, they got the balloon display. They're ripping themselves out the plastic. They're acting brand new. It's too... Let me tell you something. That'll make you get your tube side. Your child coming to you talking about, oh, I need 3K. If you don't get out of my face, I'll put you back where you came from.
What I'm going to teach my niece, because my niece, I think she goes to prom next year. This how we about to do this. You ain't getting no Rolls Royce. I will get you a driver. You can do the Suburban. You can do the whole presidential style thing.
That's cool.
Because that's not that bad. You know what I'm saying? We'll do it that way. You probably will be going to Macy's to pick out your dress.
Nothing wrong with that.
Your jewelry, and your shoes, and your fragrance, and your makeup.
One stop. One stop. And you can get your makeup done at Mac at the counter.
That's right.
Okay.
At the counter.
Listen, I'm all for celebrating and all that as long as your other priorities are in order. You can be excessive with things, but don't have a missing side tooth. Don't have no pillowcases on your pillow. Don't have no headboard. Don't have no nightstands. But then that night, you put all this money into it. I've always been a person of balance and perspective.
They don't even have a battery in their smoke detector. Talk about a Phantom to the prom.
A lot of us grown-ups don't either.
Okay, so let's talk about something else a lot of us grown-ups don't have.
Okay.
And that's a little bit of common sense. And Jonathan Majors didn't have that when he decided to put out those messages, right, of that woman that allegedly was his ex-girlfriend or girlfriend at the time that he put his paws on her or whatever they're trying to say. Who knows? Either way, you know why nobody's talking about that no more?
Because all we talk about is him and Megan.
And I feel like I got to apologize because I just swore up and down there's no way my Megan would be with Jonathan.
I love Megan.
Listen,
you know we love her.
Here it is again, a black woman to the rescue.
Where's my bell?
That's what we do.
Where's my bell?
Here it is again, a black woman to the rescue. I love Megan Good. She's such a beautiful woman. But
love her.
Like, you know, that's all I can say. Another black woman to the rescue. And I really want to hear, I would love to know, not that it's my business, but I just want to know, dude, where were you at and wanted to be with a black woman when you was riding with our white sister?
And I mean, and I think that's why I felt so strongly about this situation, besides the fact of like what, you know, my dealing with with him and the other one. But my thing is because I love, Megan is a good friend of mine. I know her since I was probably like 16.
She's a beautiful person.
Since I was 16 years old. She is absolutely amazing. Like, Megan is incredible. She's such a good person, such a sweet girl. And like, and not to say that he can't make her happy. I don't know that man, you know, but I just want to see my friend happy. And, you know, I hate that even he might be the man to make her the happiest, right? I just hate that it's at this time that the relationship is going to the forefront because she doesn't deserve that. And what I mean by that is she got backlash coming out of her marriage because of the whole preacher thing. They didn't know what was going on and they just assumed and they took attack on Megan. And now that Jonathan is getting attacked and going through his stuff. It's like they put the cape on her and it's not right. Like, you know,
Megan took all of them prayers and all of that anointing from her ex-marriage and say, you know what, let me go over here and pray for Jonathan. Let me go and lay hands on Jonathan.
Of all people right now?
On the flip side, though, and just maybe think about this. We all love Megan, and we trust her, right?
Yes.
We trust her. We trust her to make a good decision. Maybe because she has a closer relationship with him, she knows more about him than we do.
I trust you, but I don't trust you with men, Claudia. And what I mean by that is not my man, but your own. Like, I don't want you to pick one. I don't want you
But look at her last relationship. She's actually been in a couple of relationships with actually pretty decent men. Thomas Jones, the football player that she's been for a long time, he's a good dude. I know him to be a good dude. Like, you know, and then her husband, a good dude. It just didn't work out. So I just think when that person, you know, when you close to someone, like, listen, people can tell you lots of about me. I'm telling you lots about me that you know is not true, and vice versa. And when you're close to someone, you get a bird's eye view of what they really like, their character. So I'm being optimistic. Like,
hence why I say.
But I'm just saying.
Stay away from my friend.
I'm being optimistic. I'm being optimistic. No. Like, I hope that it ain't what we think it is. And maybe Megan is not. She's a veteran. I just don't think she would throw it all away.
She's a very smart girl.
I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that. And that's why.
It makes me look at him differently. Like, maybe he's not as bad as we think.
Yeah, I've never, until we get the real truth of everything, I try to stay away from bashing him. My only thing is, like, bro, where you was at with our sisters?
But this is what my thing is.
I agree with that.
And not only did he do that, but Michael as well. When he got the backlash for dating white women, then Lori Harvey popped up, and she saved the day. And then the narrative went to a whole different narrative, and that's
See,
it.
That's what I'm telling y'all. Like, the thing for me is, listen,
I'm with Miss Lauren.
Again, black women are taking their rightful places and shapes in society right now. You know, black women are God right now. And they know, everybody knows, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't never really ever been able to do nothing without the power and the strength of a black woman. And they know one false move, they're going to take you down. And I just feel like it just seems so convenient for these men, and I'm not bashing them, but
no,
I'm just
you're right.
Facts.
You're right.
I'm just speaking facts, it just seems so convenient when they trying to get their careers where they need to get their careers to. When it goes left over there, then you run back home. No, sir.
Well, and not just that. Sir. Megan has such a great reputation that it's like when you see something like that, you're like, oh, we could just clean it up with this. And again, maybe he absolutely is head over heels, and I hope that that's the case, because I don't, you know, this is somebody I really care about, Megan, so I just want to make sure she's good. I don't know this man.
Yeah.
I know her. You know what I mean? And I don't want to speak on my personal relationship.
And let me be clear. I am not anti-interracial relationships at all.
No one's saying that. But I'm just proof.
I'm just speaking specifically about the convenience.
Every time.
We see this all the time. And it's like a PR's dream to get a black woman to save. Because look, it makes him look like he's with the community. And this happens all the time. You are absolutely right.
Of all people, do you get what I'm saying? If there was anyone you could have picked to get the black people on your side, it would be a Megan Good, who's beloved.
She's America's, one of America's sweethearts. Like, nobody has anything bad to say about
her. She's
Megan
our
Good.
Sweetheart, for sure.
And
for sure.
She's a former first lady.
And we just want to make sure, right, we just want to make sure everything is good. So we wish Megan all the happiness in the world. And Jonathan, you'll get what you deserve, whether it's good or bad.
I trust you, Megan. I think it's going to work out for you. And if it doesn't,
it's not trusting her, it's men that can put a face on it, act like there's somebody they're not.
And if you don't treat her right, you got goons, Megan. You got goons.
Baby,
we got
let me tell you something. Megan, we got your bad girl. If he try it, get in contact. I got a million kids that love to lock, and they be ready to box, baby.
They ready to twirl.
Ready to twirl. Real easy.
Okay, Ms. Lawrence, let the people know where they can find and follow you.
You guys can find me on social media, Ms. Lawrence, MissLawrence. That's on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Lawrence. Right. We love you, and we will see you next week.
Thank you. Love y'all, too. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say
They're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Okay, and now for our final segment of the day, the wildest, the funniest, the craziest DMs in Claudia's DM, because you know, mine's looking a little dry ever since I really started being honest with y'all about my and open and honest about my relationship. I thought that's what y'all liked.
No, they it depends.
No?
So I had a few people insulting me for having a comment on Blueface. I can't read those because they're all laced with swears.
Oh, I forgot. Oh my God, Claudia was viral just last week.
Yeah,
for beefing with Blueface, baby.
Yeah.
Why? I thought we hated him.
Give me a chance, F Blueface. You look like crap. Trying to advise us who to be with. Stop. Like just okay. I got a bunch of those, but then I got a woman that wrote.
But doesn't everyone hate Blueface? I'm lost. It's well, like
he had a few fans, and they came in my DM. Okay. A few Jiminy's came in my inbox.
Jiminy's.
So this woman wrote me and she said, good afternoon. I'm trying to raise at least $2,000 for expenses. I'm a single mother struggling. Can you help me? That's from one. Another lady said, hi, I watch everything you do. I love what you do and I'm a big fan of yours. I am looking for some help. I know you don't know me, but can I get $500 from
you? Okay, Claudia, what is going on here?
I think because people do know that I do bless people like strangers all the time.
Okay.
But I like to do it when I'm not asked. Like I may go on a GoFundMe on the site and I'll just read some stories and I'll just like donate anonymously or just my name will be on it sometimes and I'll just give people some money because I feel their story.
Yeah.
I don't like when people see that and then they hit me in my inbox and they ask me for stuff. I don't like that. I like to do it when I'm like not prompted to do it.
Yeah. It seems like you got a whole lot of begging going and it's sad because sometimes you don't know whether somebody seriously needs the help. Because
right.
9 times out of 10, it's not even the person that's writing behind that page. Because I've had messages like that. And I swear it's probably like a guy or the page doesn't have any following or it looks like something that they just made trying to come up.
The scammers mess it up for the real stories because there are really people out here that are out here really, really hurting that need something. And then the scammers come and mess it all up and then nobody gets anything.
That's what's sad because like you said, there's people that you can genuinely be helping.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have so many other people. And then when I look at stuff like that, I just say, I'm going to leave it in God's hands. Because you don't ever really know whether somebody's telling the truth or not.
You don't.
So if I choose to be a blessing to that person and I feel like they're getting me, I'm like, well, you know, I did my blessing. God knows my heart. And he know theirs too. And they going to hell. So
I had a guy that was like running a fan page for me all over social media. He did such a good job. And I found out that he was living in a tent. He never asked me for anything.
No, usually those people, yep. They don't ask for anything.
He got money for like kerosene and then he had a heater inside of his tent. And then sometimes he would run out of kerosene. So I couldn't help him for the rest of his life, but I would send him money for food, kerosene, blankets. And then I put him for Christmas. I put him up in a hotel for free and then ordered him pizzas and food.
Do you still speak to this guy?
I don't because he became a Trump supporter.
Oh, and you can't support that. No. I'm not giving $2 to that guy.
Because I said, you know, the person you're supporting doesn't support people like you in your position. And the way he was very hateful towards the opposition, it just turned me off. I was like, you're fighting against your own interests.
Yeah.
And I just found that fascinating. And he just got really, he got indoctrinated and he just sounded like he was in a cult. So I had to cut it off.
So you had to just move on.
Yeah, I hope Trump's helping him.
Well, you did your good deed until you helped him get to the other side, and that's Trump.
Maybe he started feeling himself. Maybe he felt rich after that.
He probably did. Know. You made him a Republican. Good job, Claudia. All right, we're going to get out of here. Unjust and Wrong podcast. Put your clothes back on because you done took off too damn much. Maybe it's in the tent.
Well,
is it in the tent with the
yes.
homeless guy?
I left my outfit in the tent.
With the kerosene?
Oh, my
That's
God.
A lot. All right. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Listen to all the past episodes. And we're going to get out of here. See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unjust and Run podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.